This podcast is brought to you by Under10Fitness.com. Online workout videos for less than $10 a month. No equipment necessary, 100% bodyweight training. Your entire monthly workout program online. Just log in at Under10Fitness.com, complete the workout for the day, and you are done. Plus, 20% of membership fees go to a nonprofit organization every month. Get your body and community in shape at the same time. Try it free for 2 weeks at Under10Fitness.com. What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show that gives you tips, tricks, and motivation when it comes to health and fitness. And part of that is learning how to eat properly and possibly grow your own vegetables. My name is Drew Smith, and today we are here with Larry, who runs Pikes Peak Urban Gardens. Larry, first question, what is urban gardening?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just growing in the city. I mean, that's really what it means. Yeah, and, you know, about 8 years ago, I started Pikes Peak Urban Gardens for the need of growing, building more community gardens in and around our community, because there was only a few at that time. You know, and for a lot of people, for a community garden is basically a vacant piece of land. You develop it, divide it up into little plots. They can be any size, typically 20 feet by 20 feet. People from the neighborhood come and rent those plots for a year, which basically the rental pays for the water bill. It's usually about $30 to $40 a year, and they keep all the food themselves. And it brings community together, grows some great fresh food, and turns some vacant lots into basically farms and gardens.
Organic food right out your back door.
Right out your back door, fresh and crispy.
How did you get into this urban gardening?
Well, I've been gardening all my life, you know, ever since I was about 5 years old. And, you know, my parents said, as soon as you stop weeding that garden, you're going to, you know, and I never disappointed because I just loved gardening. And I did it all my life. And I'm an educator. I was a chemistry teacher and a botanist. And, you know, I've always had a garden. And after I retired, after 35 years, I saw there was such a need, especially in this city here in Colorado Springs, for more community gardens. So one thing led to another. I formed a nonprofit, and here we go.
How many gardens have you worked on yourself?
Well, we've helped build probably about 24 community gardens in and around Colorado Springs. Some are at schools, some are at churches, and most of them we turn over to those churches or schools right away. We're there to advise and consult and help them get it built and show them how it's done, help them organize. And many of the organizations, churches and schools, have a good group around them so they can manage and keep it going.
Okay. How do people start to get involved with this with you?
Well, you know, the first thing is education, I think, Drew. You know, you got to learn to garden, and then we got to find a spot for it. And we teach people how they can grow right off their back patio if they want with small container gardening, or if they just have a little plot of land. You know, and I got to tell you a story, because that's important where you put it. A couple of winters ago, I got a call from a guy who just retired out in Black Forest. He had 5 acres. And he bought a tractor, one of these little tractors that you see at the hardware stores, right? You know, uh-huh. this is great. And he says, do you have time? I said, yeah, it's snowing out. I'm not gardening today. Yeah, what do you want to talk about? How do you garden? He says, I want to plow up about an acre and plant this thing. Can you tell me what I need to do? So we chatted for about an hour, and I told him what it's going to take and the time it's going to take and everything else. About a week or two later, I get a call from the same guy. And he says, I just want to tell you where I'm at. He said, I sold my tractor, and I got a 4x8 foot garden bed behind our back patio, and I'm happy with that. So anyways.
So you don't need an acre to start a
garden. No, you don't. And for those people who wonder if you can plant a lot in a 4x8 foot plot of land, that's just 32 square feet, you can grow probably about 100 pounds of produce in a year out of that bed. And it's not that hard, and we teach you how. You know, and I know I know your eyes are wide right now, Drew. Yeah. You say, how do you do it? Well, just figure this. In a 4x8 foot bed, you could plant probably about 100 onion plants. It'll grow about 10 ounces each. You take that, harvest it out, and at the same season, you plant it back in carrots, which you harvest at the end of the season. That'll give you 100 pounds of produce right there.
Okay.
So it is doable. It is very doable.
If all you want to eat is onions and carrots.
Yeah, just some carrots.
And you offer a wide variety of things for people. There's not a lot of stuff going on right now. I don't imagine you're doing a lot of planting or
well,
here in
we're
December.
Not doing, we're doing planning, but not planting. Okay. And that's a good question during the wintertime, because we plan what we're going to plant in our gardens for next year. Because we do run a demonstration garden as well at 915 West Cheyenne Road, called the Harlan Wolf Ranch. It's city property, but we manage the 4 acres there, and it's a big organic garden which is open to the public. So we're planning how to get that all put in the ground and planted, and what we're going to be doing here come next spring.
So you're going to be prepared for the gardening season. You're going to have a great crop. And you were talking specifically about the community. You're talking about building a garden for Penrose Hospital.
Well, here's the thing. This is a great partnership, Drew. We met with the folks at Penrose Hospital, Maine, and we said, listen, what do you think? There's a greenhouse just a couple blocks from you. How about it if we partner and we grow food and help and get some organic, good, fresh produce into the hospital? What do you think? They love the idea. They're funding it. And we're going to be growing some great organic produce, bringing people in from the hospital, showing them how it's done, doing some tours and classes. And we're going to have a ball there and turning and being able to bring some really fresh food into the hospital kitchen.
That is an amazing, very creative, fresh, yeah. Awesome idea. I love it.
Yeah.
And again, I am here talking with Larry, the director of the Pikes Peak Urban Gardens. You offer classes for people to get involved?
We do every month, especially our spring is our big time because people want to learn what to do. And we have a whole spring series of classes, $10 each, 9 to noon. It's usually held at Horace Mann Middle School here in Colorado Springs, $10. And people can come and they'll learn what they need to do that month. So, but the first time, January 23rd, Saturday, January 23rd, we're going to have an A to Z gardening class for beginners. And there's where we take people in 90 minutes through what it takes to get a garden started, maintain it through the season, harvest, and come up with a good yield. So it's a condensed version of all of our class series that'll run throughout the season. In February, we're going to talk to the more experienced gardeners on how to plan for their garden, how to order seeds, where to get them, how to space them, and everything else. And then in March, how to grow good cool season vegetables, the cool season would be the things like the radishes, the spinach, the carrots, and that sort of thing. And then in April, we'll talk about the warm season vegetables, the one everybody thinks about, the delicious tomatoes, peppers, squash, corn, and beans. So, you know, we have a full array, and then by that time, these guys are off and running and ready to go.
And that's good for everybody?
Everybody.
Even if you don't have a lot of space, how much would you say, is there a minimum amount of space that you need to garden?
Well, we've had people actually take just a small, you know, like a storage container, plastic storage container, just store your Christmas decorations in, you know, one of those tote things, drill some holes in the bottom, throw in a bag of potting soil and plant right on their back patio. I mean, you don't need a big space to grow because you can enjoy a lot of things in a small space. And it is really enjoyable. And we're going to teach people how they can, you know, grow in containers as well as grow in a small plot in their backyard, if they have it.
You don't have a plot in your backyard, you're talking about a new community garden that you guys are going to be starting soon?
That's right, Drew. You know, this one's going to be exciting. And this one is on North Prospect, just north of Fillmore in that neighborhood. We've got land. The Palmer brothers have said, hey, listen, you know, we want you to use this land for something. What do you think? And I said, this sounds perfect. So we're going to open that up to the community around that area where they can have a little plot of land to grow. We will teach them if they need it. We'll bring in seeds and plants and everything to get them started. It won't cost them hardly anything at all. The best part about that is we're also going to be bringing in what the bus called the Flying Carrot. And this is a short bus,
okay.
The ones that you saw coming to your school every now and then. It's a short bus. It's all painted up, you know, with a mural on it. It looks very vegetable-y. And we're going to be partnering with UCCS and many of the students there through the health and nutrition program there and Dr. Meyer. And the students are going to come out and help teach the neighborhood how to cook and how to eat healthy. Those will be free of charge, and the neighbors can just come on Saturdays when the bus is out there and learn how to learn what we do and enjoy some fresh soups and salads and perhaps take home some ideas to use with their family. So we're excited about that one.
I'm getting excited about gardening.
Oh, good.
Coming up and learning more about this. Where can I go to find just where everything's at?
Well, we have a website, and it's pretty extensive, and we have a lot of how-tos there. So if you can't make the classes, you can go to our webpage, which is ppugardens.org, or you can just Google PPUG, and it'll be the first thing coming up on your Google search, and that'll get you into the webpage, and you can see how you can get involved or you can go to the Garden Tips and learn how to grow everything from carrots to tomatoes and how to compost as well.
Thank you again, Larry. And if you want to find out more, you can go to under10fitness.com/urban gardens. Again, my name is Drew Smith. This is Under 10 Fitness. And as always, remember, stay motivated.